Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, our God the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, my dear friends. This is your radio pastor, Paul Ver. It is my earnest prayer that today you may enter into that true inner peace that Messiah ben David alone can give. His peace alone can touch every area of your life and make you to be at peace with yourself, with God, and with your fellow man. A number of years ago, a well-educated Jewish man commented to Dr. Colson Shepherd, the founder of this broadcast, "I believe God will let us know when our Messiah will come." That statement demands of us an honest response. But it is one that raises other questions, such as, will we know Messiah when we see him? What characteristics will identify him? What will there be about him that will enable us to say, yes, this is the promised one of Israel? God has clearly set forth in his word, the Holy Scriptures, a number of salient truths pertaining to Messiah. We know when Messiah was to come, how he was to come, even the place where he would arrive at, and yes, what there would be about him that would enable us to recognize him. There is unquestionable biblical and historical evidence that Yeshua of Nazareth is the promised Messiah of Israel, the Savior of the world. Yeshua came exactly when God, through the patriarch Jacob, said he would come. In Jacob's prophecy, we are told that he would come at a time when the scepter, or kingship, had departed from Judah. When Yeshua of Nazareth was born, the Jewish people were under the dominion, not of a Jewish king, but an Idumean. For while Herod the Great called himself the king of the Jews, he himself was not Jewish. To legitimize his position, he married a Jewish princess, Mariamne. But again, he failed to gain legitimate Jewish acceptance. They paid lip service to his claim, but that was because of his extreme cruelty. There is also the added fact that Herod was also the puppet king of the reigning superpower of that day, Rome. The times of the Gentiles, when Israel and Jerusalem would be trodden down of the Gentiles, was in full swing. The great exilic prophet, Daniel, gives us a time frame for Messiah's advent. Writing of Messiah's coming, he says, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined." It does not take a great mathematician to make the necessary calculations. The full fruition of Daniel's prophecy was accurately fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The very first messianic foregleam, though, was not given to man, but to Satan, God's archenemy, following his successful temptation of Adam and Eve. At that time, God said, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Adding still further to this forecast that the seed of the woman would fatally bruise Satan's head, the great prophet Isaiah wrote, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The New Covenant writer, Matthew, writing to prove to Jewish people the accuracy of the messianic claims of Jesus, applied this prophecy of Isaiah directly to him. "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Over the years there have been many claimants to the messianic title, but none have been able to fulfill all of the attributes of Messiah. In only one do all of the messianic prophecies line up with incredible accuracy. Another example of this is to be found in the prophecy of Micah. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Our Lord, Yeshua, was born in Bethlehem. He may have been raised in Nazareth of Galilee, but he came into this world in the village of Bethlehem. Consider some other biblical characteristics of Messiah that were fulfilled in Yeshua of Nazareth. He came from the tribe of Judah, as foretold by dying Jacob. Speaking of one of Judah's descendants, the patriarch Jacob said, "Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. And the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." It is noteworthy that the New Covenant writer to the Hebrews wrote, "It is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah." Not only was Messiah prophesied to come from the tribe of Judah, but he was to be a biological descendant of David. Yeshua, Mashiach ben David, was fully in line with God's promise to his servant King David, for he had promised, "And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established for ever before thee. Thy throne shall be established for ever." The psalmist reiterated the same Davidic promise. "Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure for ever, and his throne as the sun before me." When Gabriel, God's special messenger to the maiden Mary, spoke with her, he informed her that she was God's chosen vessel for the birth of Messiah, God's Son. And the angel said, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, Yeshua. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." As the prophet Isaiah clearly foretold, it came to pass that "There came forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." The promised Messiah was also spoken of in terms that indicate deity. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." In another passage of Holy Scripture, Isaiah, the same prophet, writes, "Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come, even God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped." The Apostle Paul, the great rabbi of Tarsus, who became a mighty disciple of Yeshua, when he wrote his letter to the church at Rome, a church that included both Jews and Gentiles, he wrote saying, "Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead." Yeshua HaMashiach was born according to the Tanakh, the Jewish scriptures. He lived according to those same scriptures. He gave his life as an atoning sacrifice according to those same scriptures, and rose again the third day according to the Jewish scriptures. Just as surely as all the prophecies pertaining to Yeshua HaMashiach's first coming were accurately fulfilled in every detail, so we can rest assured that the prophecies foretelling his second coming as supreme King of Kings and Lord of Lords will be literally and actually fulfilled. I am personally convinced that while that particular day is unknown, it is not too far away. My heart cries out with Messiah's disciple John, "Maranatha, even so come, Lord Jesus." My dear Jewish friends, your Messiah, the promised one of Israel, has come. Search the scriptures. Compare them with the historical record of Yeshua's life, ministry, and death and resurrection, and you will be convinced. The evidence is available. Upon your request, we will gladly send you a copy of the prophetic New Testament so that you may compare these truths with your Tanakh, your Holy Scriptures. My dear Gentile friends, Yeshua also came to be your Savior. If you will turn to him in repentance and faith, he will accept you. Shalom, dear friends. May the God of peace grant you his peace through Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.